ओम शुक्लां भरदरं विष्णुं शशिवर्णं चतुर्भुजं प्रसन्नवदनं ध्यायेत् सर्वविघ्नोपशान्तये। ओम सदाशिव समारंभां शंकराचार्य मध्यमां अस्मदाचार्य पर्यन्तां वंदे गुरु परंपरां। ओम We have gone through 383 namas. The last nama that we saw was Guhaha, one who dwells in the heart, the cave, which is the heart or the central of the human being, of every being. Basically, the Atma is at the core of every being. Essentially, every being is divine. Therefore, he says Guhaha. One who dwells in the cave of the heart, very core of every living being. Since we move away from the core, we do not know that. So, it's in the Hridaya Guhya Madhye, says the Ramana Maharshi. The cave within. Cave doesn't mean the physical heart. It means the center, heart of the city, he said. You know, when you say heart of the city, means the center, without which nothing happens. So, therefore, he says, Guhaha. Next shloka. Vyavasayo vyavasthanah samsthanasthanadho dhruvah parardhi paramaspashtah tushtapushtah subekshanah vyavasayo vyavasthanah samsthanasthanadho dhruvah parardhi paramaspashtah tushtah Pushta Subhekshanaha Vyavasaya. Vyavasaya means determination or resolute. Clear intellect. Firm intellect. What is the meaning that is given in the book I gave you? One who is wholly of the nature of knowledge. So Vyavasaya means one who has the wisdom because of which his intellect is resolute. So, one who is in the path of yoga, his intellect is very firm, clear. It's only the mind that is doubting. The doubting Thomas is the mind. Doubting thoughts are classified as mind, and the firm thoughts, discriminate thoughts are classified as intellect. So therefore, Vyavasaya means yoga. This is the sense used in the Bhagavad Gita. He says in the third chapter, it's in the second chapter. He says, the intellect of the one who is practicing Karma Yoga is resolute. The fellow who is given into desires, his mind wavers, goes in all directions. So therefore, Vyavasayaha is the 384th Nama of the Lord, which means determination, being of pure wisdom. He is the creator of the buddhi or resolution. See, when the doubts of the mind subsides, intellect becomes clear. So when the Atma reveals itself, in fact, when the Atma reveals itself, the mind will not be. So intellect is very clear, sharp. So he says, Vyavasayaha, 384th Nama of the Lord. Then, Vyavasthanaha. Vyavasthanaha. Sthana means place or foundation or the basis. So, Vyavasthanaha means the basis or the substratum. One who is the very substratum for this entire pluralistic world. That's what it means. In he in whom the orderly regulation of the universe rests. So, a firm basis. All of us have this firm basis. But we think we are without any basis. We still need to establish our foundation. whole life we are trying to settle, while our basis is very firm. It is like a child is being held by the mother. Similarly, this entire universe is beautifully resting in the Atma. So therefore, Yavasthanaha means the basis of everything. He is the one who regulates everything. So in fact, when you understand this idea about God, there is no need to ask. That's what the poem beautifully says, olive tree poem. He who made it knew what it needed better than a man like me. When a lot of people ask, what is prayer then? Prayer means preparation of the mind. It is preparing the mind to be in the awareness. So prayer is not a part-time, past-time hobby. It's a full-time awareness of truth. So, since the mind will find it difficult to focus on a formless reality is represented by a form. It becomes easy to relate. But the more and more you begin to understand these concepts, when you go to the temple, you will be quiet, silent. You won't be asking anything. Because you are very clear in your head, he who made it knew what it needed better than a man like me. So, therefore, you will not ask. You will clearly understand that this foundation is there. That's what is going on talking, you know. Samsthanaha. One in whom all beings dwell in the states of dissolution. At the time of dissolution, he, in fact, he used the term destruction. In Tamil they say alital. Alital means destruction. But actually it should be said maraital. Maraital means what? Covering. When a person dies, what did Bhagavad Gita say? Just like how you move from childhood to youth to old age, you move from this body to another. So, some of our class members who have not come now, they are not visible for us now. They are not sitting in the class, but they are there. So similarly, what happens is, the whole thing gets covered. And where will it reside? The basis is still there. That's the substratum. Temporarily, when you go to sleep, Shweta is not there, Sunanda is not there, Anu is not there. When Anu is sleeping, Anu is a waker. Shweta is a waker. Sunanda is a waker. Sandhya is a waker. All are wakers. So, waker, when the person has gone to sleep, becomes the deep sleeper. What has happened to waker gone to unmanifestation? Again, when the manifestation happens, each one of us will come back in the same way as we went to sleep. If you are a mathematician, you will come back as a mathematician. If you went as a dancer, you will come back as a dancer. Because the vasanas are there. But temporarily, it was covered. So, samsthanaha, one in whom all beings dwell in the states of dissolution. At all time, we are resting in the Atma. That is our basis. So, a child holding on to the pillar revolves around the pillar. Similarly, when we understand these things, the basis is, in fact, orphans, we say, they don't have parents. No one is an orphan. Strictly speaking, Bhagavan is the parent. Shiva Parvati is the parent. So therefore, no one is without a basis. No one is an orphan. And we all are children of that parent. So we all belong to one kutumba, and that kutumba is called as Vasudeva Kutumba. So when this kind of understanding comes in a human being, why will a human being have any insecurity? You tell me. Would you have any insecurity? And then we are all part of the same family. How does it matter if you have more than me? In fact, when you win something, I should celebrate. Why should I not celebrate? Somewhere I read, in 1983, when India won the World Cup, first time, I believe there was celebration in Pakistan as well. I don't know if the same situation will prevail now. Similarly, if they win, whether we will celebrate, I don't know. So much of hatred. Yet we talk about all this. So here is a samsthanaha. Firm basis for all of us. Even when the Mahapralaya happens, everything goes and dwells there. And sthanadaha, beautiful it is. Sthanadaha means one who gives their particular status to persons like Dhruva according to their karma. See, what he is trying to say is, each one, as per their vasanas, given the position, you know, conferor of status according to their vasana. You have a certain vasana. So accordingly you will be given a place to reside. You will be born again when a person dies, giving up this body. According to their vasanas and karmas, they will be born again. So each organism is given respective abode. One who confers the right abode, that's what it means. Sthanadaha. Right place for everybody. So from that what we understand? He who gives the right place for everybody, what do we understand? Anybody? Nobody's answering.
According to our past karmas or according to tendencies, he decides and gives us.
See,
he comes with a baggage.
You're right. You're absolutely right. So what it means is, where I am right now is the right sthanam for me. Huh? Anu, you are in Vietnam or you've come back? You are in Delhi, no?
Yes, I'm in Delhi, Guruji.
So in between, her vasanas was there for the place called Vietnam. So she was given that place according to her vasanas. After she went there, I think her mind has changed. The vasanas demanded a place to come back to Delhi. She must have missed Shweta too much. So she came back. You understand? The vasanas decide. So there is no point grumbling. Oh, why am I here? Put me here. I am here because this is what my vasanas, my karma demands. Beautiful acceptance comes. And in this same concept, there is also the solution. So it's not fatalistic thought. Please understand. Fatalistic means, kya kare yaar, main idhar hoon, kyunki mera karma aisa hai, mera vasanas according to that, I am born here. No, not fatalistic. Sahi hai, you are here because of that. But you can be in a particular place if you change your vasanas. So if you work changing your vasanas, changing your karma, then you will be in different place. So first thing is acceptance, at the same time seeing the possibility to change. Because according to our level, our karma, our vasanas, our sthanam is decided. So sthana daha, one who confers the right above. I am like this because I deserve. That's why Swamiji beautifully says in Vedanta Tradition's book, he gets what he deserves. You get what you deserve, not what you desire. So when you go within and change your vasana, it will change. That's why in the beginning of the class we chant, Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. If from the depth of our personality, at the subconscious level, all of us collectively demand a quiet environment, we will get it. But the problem is, we are just chanting without really understanding what it is. If you really want something, you will get it. So, you are getting this because your vasanas are demanding it. Your karmas are demanding it. So, sthana daha. Dhruvaha. Stable, firm. That which remains changeless amidst all the changes. Everything is in a constant flux of change. Everything is in a constant flux of change. So, amongst all the stuff that is going on changing, Brahman remains changeless. Pure consciousness is changeless. You are changeless. You are dhruva, firm, stable, mind is unstable. Pure consciousness, Vishnu, is stable. So therefore, what we have to do, the mind which is unstable needs to be connected with the stable Vishnu. You get some stability in life. Otherwise, you will not be stable. Mind will demand something, you will go in the direction, highly agitated. So, dhruvaha, stable, firm. Pararbhihi, riddhi manifestations. Pararbhihi means one who has supreme manifestations. Lord is the one who is expressed through all these manifestations. The entire world is his manifestation. He who possesses lordliness of his most exalted type. Parardihi, riddhihi. Parardihi, lordliness. Lordliness in the sense, nothing binds him. Absolutely unbound. And he is the one who is manifested as this entire universe. So, Parardehi, the supreme manifestation. Paramaspashta. Paramaspashta means completely evident, clearly evident. For whom? Are you able to hear the fan sound? In my room, this fan is revolving. Are you hearing this sound as well now? Yes or no?
No, can't hear.
No. Now, supposing there is a sound coming and I am going on talking along with it, you may be not hearing that sound. But when I become quiet, you will be able to hear that. Similarly, for the people whose mind has been subjugated, for the people whose mind has been purified, is very clear. Spashta. Swami Vivekananda went to many masters, I believe, and straight question he asked, have you seen God? Whatever answers they gave, he wasn't convinced, for whatever reasons. When he came to Swami Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, he asked the same question, have you seen God? Swami Ramakrishna Paramahamsa immediately told him, yes, first yes, as clear as I see you now. As clear as I see you, I have seen God. I am seeing God. Why is it that Swami Ramakrishna is seeing but I am not seeing? Jesus Christ says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. We are not able to see God even in saints. How difficult it will be to see God in those whom we hate. Whether they are good or bad, that is something else. They may not be bad. We may think they are bad and we may hate them. As if we are very good. This is another problem. First it is concluded that I am good. These fellows are all very selfish, bad fellows, man. I tell you, ruthless fellows. I hate them. Right? Turkey and the Ant poem very beautifully in the conclusion says, because Turkey is destroying nation of ants and it's complaining about poultry of killing turkey every Christmas. Once in a year, one turkey is killed, 7-8 fellows eat it. Here one turkey is eating millions of ants and it's complaining about poulterers. So he says, here you remark another sin. Before you remark another sin, with thy own conscience and look with it. Control thy more voracious bill, meaning tongue, nor for a breakfast nation's skin. You will see a very, very small blemish of somebody else, but you will not be able to see a huge blemish of yours. So a person who starts cleansing the inner personality, like Jesus Christ says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. For him or her, God is spashta, very clear. You know, when you chant, you say spashtama chantanta. In Tamil, this spashtam is actually Sanskrit term. Spashtama means very clear. Each and every word I can clearly understand. So, very clear for the ones whose heart has been cleansed. But for us, not at all. Why? It is not because he is not evident everywhere. We are conditioned by many things. That's why the more tamasic a person is, he needs some kind of a miracle for him to be aware of God. Somebody has to take a pigeon out of hat. Something up the sleeves they should bring out of their sleeves, you know. Then, or you have to go to some mighty Himalayas. And you say, wow, man, what is this creation? Huge waves you see in the ocean. My God, this is something. Then you suddenly remember God. But every time you shave, the hair is growing. There is nail protecting your fingers. The skin. Each and every detail when you become aware. Now you say, my God, you appreciate that infinite intelligence. Which is, you will see in everything. Today we are talking about packaging industry and all that. How beautifully the fruits are packaged. Orange peel. Packaged the fruit inside, isn't it? Nicely. The banana peel. Or the coconut. is beautifully covered. Peanuts, they are beautifully packaged in the shell. See, when you are eating peanuts, when you see that, you will say, my God, you will see divinity there. So when a person is subtle, he will see divinity even in small, small things. When a person is gross, he cannot see divinity in small, small things. He needs to go to mighty Himalayas to be aware of God. Or some miracle, somebody has to bring something from the thin air. Then he will say, oh my God, something is, you know. This is the problem. So that's what he's saying. Paramaspashna. Tushta. One who is of the nature of Supreme. One who is always contented. Tushta means contentment. Tushta, pushta. Tushta means ever content. Always contented person. That's what Tushta means. Being supreme bliss. Reveling. Enjoying. Joyful. Ever joyful. In victory and defeat, joyful. In the Bhagavad Gita 11th chapter, when we studied Vishwarupa Darshana, and he is showing the Vishwarupa to Arjuna, first of all the glorious forms he sees, then when he sees all these fellows are being consumed, all the Kauravas are going inside and being consumed, he gets frightened, Arjuna. He says, you are consuming everybody and you are licking. Sadist. Law is working. Not that he is a sadist that everybody is dying at a happy. No. Law is functioning. Ever contented. Ocean is compared to the man of perfection. Ocean, water is constantly evaporating from ocean. And water is constantly entering the ocean. But ocean is always paripurna. Similarly, Vishnu is always contented. Tushtaha. Also it means, from a different angle, from even the smallest of offering to him, he is very contented. You don't have to, give $2 billion check. You may do all those things to come in the newspaper headline. That is a different thing. Because you are so poor. Therefore, you may be craving for all those kind of things. But what does Bhagavad Gita say in the 9th chapter? Patram, pushpam, palam, toyam, yome, bhaktya, prayachat. When you give a leaf or flower or fruit or water, doesn't matter. But yome, bhaktya. Patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhaktya prayachat. Whatever you give with bhakti. Tadaham bhakti paharatam ashnami kriyatatman. That I accept and I bless you. So, to go to God. Sudama just took first race. You go to meet somebody whom you love, you take something. No, don't go empty handed. Take something. So here he says, he's tushta. In fact, you are taking from his garden and giving it to him. Tera tujhko arpan kya lage mera. You know? You go to South Indian mandir temples, even in Delhi, before the entrance, there will be somebody selling some flowers, coconut and all. You can take anything, doesn't matter. It is not what you offer, how you offer. So he says, patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayacha. With bhakti if you give. Adaham bhakti bharutam krishnami priyata. I accept that. Because for me, it makes no difference. You have to come and attach to me. So out of love, I am waiting for you to dissolve in me. Because having separated from me, now you are suffering. So it is for you actually. So this is what we don't understand, you know, in the Bhagavad Gita. Many scriptures, they talk about Guru Seva. Guru doesn't require your Seva. No true Guru will require disciples' Seva. But the Guru allows the disciples to do the Seva because that Seva is important for the Shishya. In the 4th chapter, verse 34, when he talks about gaining knowledge, it is tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya. Know that. How? Pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya. Through prostration, through questioning, and through seva. Know that through seva. Why does he say know that through seva? How do you know that through seva? Anybody?
Seva done selflessly.
So how does seva help you?
Because seva compassion? Or is it just physical seva? Do we mean compassion? Do we mean emotional? Do we mean...
See, when you do seva, the ego is diluted or dissolved. Temporarily, you are not thinking about yourself. Isn't it? And more you die, the more and more God becomes evident. God is not evident to you because now you are so evident. The person in the beginning, I remember badminton is my favorite game, you know, to play. I mean, to watch. I play many games. I mean, I watch many games. But badminton is my favorite. So I used to play badminton when I was young. Even now I'm playing, but those days I was really crazy. So I used to go for this district tournaments and stuff like that. You will invariably lose in the first round or second round because we all play in the outdoor. And we go and play against those fellows who are going regular coaching. So you lose. In two sets or three sets, you lose. Third set, you may lose, you know. Best of three, so. Either it's 2-love or 2-1, you lose. But next day, I used to be very curious to open the Hindu newspaper in Chennai. Whenever I read the newspaper, I always go to the sports page, which is the last page, first. And there, this tournament results will be announced. Small printing will be there. Results. District tournament. Results. I was going to see that. I know the result. I already lost. But I would like to go and see Lakshmi Narayan lost to Ajay 15-10, 15-12. Those days it was 15 we used to play. But the name is coming into newspaper. Idiot, you lost the match. Nothing to be proud of. But the ego, the name has come in the Hindu newspaper. Because you are only full of you. When you are full, how there is no space for God to manifest. Deta hi nahi na, jaga. So when the I dissolves, you are giving space for God to come. That's what Jesus Christ says, empty thyself, I shall fill thee. Everything, me, maine kar raha, koi nahi karta hai, kata nahi kya ho raha hai. Sab log bura, this thing, that thing, you know. Mera. So when you do service, the mera is being dissolved. And the self reveals itself. That is jnana. So when you serve the guru, when you serve your parents, and you serve anybody, elderly people, society, country, you are not thinking about yourself. You rise above. And that is where God is evident. See, recently they told me, sir, you should watch this movie, Sher Shah. That Captain or Colonel Vikram Batra, his story, his sacrifice for the nation, you know, made a beautiful story out of it. We must watch it. My son already watched it and he said, you must watch it. So I watched it. I liked it. He, in the end, just goes. He says, they will shoot at me. When you shoot at them, I'll die. That is where God is evident. This is the symbolism behind Jesus Christ's crucifixion. Crucified is little self. Huh? All that time, I. This is rubbish. Even when we go to Tirupati Balaji, we will tell, Sabar hai. Why don't you go stand in the queue and go and meet God? Sabara. You really want, see, there is a notion of difference between religion and spirituality. So children sometimes say, oh, you are a religious fellow. As if it's a crime. No, a religious fellow, I don't want to do anything with it. No, white and white, aqua, they don't want to do anything with this fellow. It's become like that. And in a way, you can't blame them. What is spirituality? Spirituality is the height of culture. A person who is truly spiritual will not be making his or her presence known. Quietly comes. Quietly goes. That is spiritual. Thus, only when you are quiet, spirituality can be there. Spirit can be there. When you have too much of yourself, full of yourself, all the time. So, this is the problem. Therefore, not evident. God is not evident. And when you see God everywhere, he will be highly contented. He knows what is the best and he is giving it. And you are paripurna, infinite bliss. So, that vidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevayahi. Know that through prostration, surrender, through questioning with your intellect and through seva at the body level. Swami Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, where I read, he was a Mahan, right? And he says, sometimes when, that is before he probably realized, during his sadhana days, and he felt a little bit egoistic. He had a big hair, long hair, not long hair. See, he used to go to some public toilets and clean it with his hair agents. Somewhere I read long time ago, I don't remember. I has to be crushed. Swamiji says, when you write a letter, try to write a letter without I. Everything, I. So, that's why I said, even when you go to Mandir, somebody has to go before, do everything. Because you're such a busy fellow. Okay, be busy. Do that with the Arpanam, that verse I quoted, you know, Patram Pushpam Palam Toyam in the 9th chapter. Next verse, very interesting. He says, Yat Koroshi Adashnasi Ajihoshi Dadasi Yat Tapasyasi Kaunteya Tat Kurushva Madarpanam. So whatever you do it as an Arpanam to me. You don't have to go to Tirupati Balaji also. Okay, if you're busy, do it like that. And you want to go, you go as a devotee. Understand? You don't go to meet your teacher as a king. See, there's a beautiful episode which actually happened. You know, Oman's king, now I think he's no more. One before, the king, I think he was called as Sultan Qaboos. Can you please put yourself in me? Somebody, I don't know who it is. Sultan Qaboos ji, when our president, that time our president was, I think, 30-40 years ago, a president was Dr. Shankar Dayal Sharma. He was our president. And he was going to Sultanate of Oman. Sultan Qaboos drove the car personally to receive Dr. Shankar Dayal Sharma at the airport. That's not the protocol. The king of Oman, the president of India is coming. He goes in his personal car driving himself to receive him and drive him back as a driver. Everybody was astonished. He said, what is how come? You know what he said? I am not going as the Sultan of Oman. I am going as a student of Dr. Shankar Dayal Sharma. I believe he came and studied under Dr. Shankar Dayal Sharma when he was teaching in Pune University or somewhere. So he is going to receive his guru. So when you go to Bhagavan, who is the ruler of this whole universe, you may be having 5-6 companies, doesn't matter. Everywhere you go, you have some importance. Even in Mandir, or you go to Ashram, again important one. Because you are a bigger donor. Why importance? Okay. What kind of a spirituality will grow in us? We have this kind of thing. Do you want to show yourself as a religious and philanthropist to others, or do you really want God to reveal to you? What is the big thing we have done? We have taken from the Bhagavan's garden and given with tea. So, beautiful namas, you know, paramas tashtaha tushtaha. Ever contented. And clearly evident God for such a person. So you give minimum offering, what you give doesn't matter. What matters is How are you going? Are you going there? Like, that's why I gave this example of Sultan Kabir is going to receive Dr. Shankar Prasad. Are you going as a student? Are you going like a egoistic fellow? How are you going? When you go to this, I told you, know that example, the village houses, when you enter, the entrance is so small, you got to bend and go. Doesn't matter, you may be president of the country, you are going into your house, you are going to meet your mother, you bend and go. Your brother may be an unemployed fellow, you may be president of this country, both of you bend and go. That's the idea of going into the mandir, leaving the chappal out. Chappal is the mind and intellect. Leave the mind and intellect and ego and go. Leave all the conditioning. I am the supervisor, I am the manager, I am the general manager, managing director, I am the chairman, I am the owner, and the all rubbish you drop. Sara conditioning ko drop karke andar jao. You want to meet God, you should be ready for that. With that, you cannot. So, he says, Paramas Pashtaha, very clear for them who drop all this. Completely drop. All these worldly level, different things. When you go there, so, Pashtaha, ever content, whatever may come, good things, bad things. Somebody may praise you. Somebody may criticize you. Somebody is, you know, harnessing so much of hatred towards you. No fault of yours, maybe. You will ever be content. Pushtaha. Pushtaha. In Tamil, there's a Payanala Pushtiyargam. He's nicely fed up. Nicely fed him. Fellow is nicely fed. Full, complete, paripurna. There is no lack. In Mahavishnu, there is no lack. So he is not that he is agitated when the asura starts dominating and then he is got disturbed. He has lost his completeness. He comes down to finish them and then he will feel complete. All this leela is from our angle. From his angle, no problem. He is ever contented and full. All-pervading reality. Supreme reality is all-pervading. So, pushtaha. One who is ever full. Tushta pushta. Then, subhekshanaha. Sub. Ikshanaha, of auspicious gaze. Of auspicious gaze. We get into all these kind of troubles without vitamin D. In countries like Canada, especially places like Edmonton and all in Canada, terribly cold, minus 40 or something like that, they say. And for many months. And they have serious vitamin D problem. And depression and all that they have. Because you are not coming out only, all the time sitting inside. So, vitamin D may. So if you come, you will get the gaze of Lord Sun. And Lord Sun will bless you with lot of vitamin D. Huh? So he says, Sub Ikshana. So you want the Lord's eyes to look at you. Lord's eyes are always looking at you. You turn towards him to follow. The auspicious gaze. When we turn towards the divinity, only good things happen to us. Why? Because bad things and good things, we will be able to take it in our stride. Dukh mein simran sab kare, sukh mein kare na koi. Isn't it? Nobody thinks of God during sukh. Only dukh time, everybody thinks. Jo sukh mein, what is that line it says? Dukh mein simran sab kare, sukh mein kare na koi. Jo sukh mein simran kare, dukh ka aayenge koi. Something like that. Means, one who thinks of God during sukh, for him where is dukh? Koi dukh nahi hai. Because dukh also you take it as a challenge given by God. Same thing, one fellow is affected, one fellow is not affected. Why? Because I want to face that challenge because that strengthens me. Same situation. One fellow is craving for those situations like that. See, if India's cricket has to improve, they have to play against countries like Australia in Australia, South Africa in South Africa, England in England, in their ground. The ball just rises and comes to your head with such speed and they fall, attacking you. It's a very deadly pitch. New Zealand, if you go, the pitch is deadly. So you go there and you really want to improve your game. You would like to go. Or you will come to India and you have a dead track where you can hit triple century also, no problem. Ball is just coming onto the bat very nicely, going on hitting force and it's a big deal. So, a person who, you know, is able to look at it like that, dukkha can do nothing. Dukkha becomes inefficient. Cannot affect the fellow at all. Subhikshana. So, when you have the Lord's grace, because you constantly identify with the Lord, that fellow, difficult situation also is happening. When you meet such people, you don't know that they are in such terrible difficulty. See, cultured person, how will he behave, he or she? They will share happiness with you. Their happiness with you. And they will share your difficulties with you. Their difficulties you will not. Quietly they will do it. You won't even know. Something happens to us, we will announce the whole world. Please pray for us also. So, a true cultured person. Culture, the real culture is absence of I. The more the I, the greater the stress. The lesser the I, the lesser the stress. So a cultured person, he sees from the other person's point. Subhikshana, beautiful nama. One whose very gaze brings auspiciousness to the devotee. So, when we say go to the mandir, go meet the guru, be in the company, it is not for the guru's sake, it is for our sake. Because when we read the scripture every day and we are with the presence, in the presence of the guru, the ability to face challenges cheerfully, Vijay. That's the beauty, you know. I remember when we used to be in the ashram studying. 3 weeks Swamiji will be in the ashram and 3 weeks he'll go abroad or Bombay or some place in India to lecture or whatever. Everybody is very enthusiastic and inspired when Swamiji is there. Swamiji is gone. Laziness creeps in. This happens. That happens. Till they get established in the knowledge to some extent. Then they'll be fine. So that's the idea. In the presence of a Mahatma, his cheer is effervescing, you know. It's infectious. You also become motivated. Kya this thing. So, beautiful Nama, 393rd Nama, Sub Ikshanaha. Next shloka. Ramo Viramo Virajo Margo Neyo Nayo Nayaha Vira Shakti Matam Shresto Dharmo Dharma Vidutamaha Ramo Viramo Virajo Margo Neyo Nayo Nayaha Vira Shakti Matam Shresto Dharma Dharmo Dharma Vidutamaha Ramaha Ramanti Rama Ramanti means reveling. So Ramaha means that which revels in every form, or that in which all yogis in their meditation revel. Rama means reveling. Ramanti. Rama means reveling. So Ramaha. Ramaha means reveling. That in which all yogis revel during meditation, or that in which, or that which revels in every form. Bhagwan is the one who is come in all these forms. He is reveling in all forms. Every form, whatever experiences, is actually the real subject is Bhagwan. So Ramaha, and then Viramaha. Viramaha means in whom all the creatures rest. Goal, abode. All beings have him as the goal. Viramaha. Virajaha. Rajas. Passion. Viraja means that passion is not. Oh, now you say, achha, passion, yeah, that's why I told you, no? Don't go to spiritual. Make you useless. The passion will be removed. When he says passionless, his attachment to the objects and beings of the world is gone. He is not dependent on the objects and beings for his happiness. He is identified with the happiness within. And therefore he will be reveling and working in this world brilliantly with joy and spreading the joy everywhere. He's not working to find happiness. So passionless, virajaha, the rajasic, attachment to the result, all these things are gone. Virajaha, passionless. The agitations of the mind called the rajas is gone. Rajas, agitations come when you are working to fulfill your desires. There is a motive to all your actions. Why should there be a motive, asks Swami Ramji. You have a motive, fulfilled, happy, not fulfilled, agitated. And whether it will be fulfilled or not, you don't know till you fulfill. So you are constantly agitated. So passionless means, I am not doing this to fulfill something or to get something. I am doing it because I love doing it. So Virajaha, God has not created this world Yet, see, when we say God created, it's not that we are saying there is a creator. So, God has not created this world because he has some desires to fulfill. Like you go to a particular country to fulfill your desires. No, nothing like that. Passionless. Absolutely dynamically working out of pure joy. That's all. Now, if you translate that in day-to-day thing, I don't go to work to earn money. Money is my product. I go there because I love doing it. So that's called viraja. The mind gets agitated when it identifies with the sense objects of the world. When it identifies with the Atma, it becomes absolutely calm. Margaha, the path. The only way is to catch hold of the feet of Narayana. Beautifully, Tirukural, Tiruvalluvar says, Patriga Patratran Patrai. Appatrai Patriga Patru Vidatri. Patratran means desireless fellow. That is what Virajaha. Patriga means catch hold of the feet of Patratra. You must catch hold of God. That's what it means. Patriga, Patratra and Patra. For what purpose? Appatrai Patriga, Patru Vidalke. For the sake of complete detachment, holding. The more and more we associate with the world, the more and more we have shoka. The less and less we associate with the world, less and less shoka. Yadanin, yadanin, ningya, nodal, adanin, adanin, ila. From whatever you become detached, from that you do not have sorrow. Even to this class, if you get attached, you will have sorrow. So it's your attachment that gives you sorrow. So path, I want to be liberated. What do? Hold Narayana's feet. Hold Narayana's feet means not that you go to Mandir and hold. Means begin in Chinta. Drop the attachment to the sense objects. That's the only path. Neyaha, the guide, the conductor. He is the one who ultimately takes the shishya to the goal. Being within, he takes you to a goal. That is the guru. He is very close to you. Constantly the conscience is guiding you. Nayaha. Naya means one who leads. Leader. So Nayaha. Slowly, slowly he showers his grace on us and takes us from this mortal world to immortality. So you have the leader within you. And he says, Nayaha, he who leads. Leader is Narayana. He will show the path. So, Neyaha, Nayaha. And then, Anayaha. Beautiful Nama. Nayaha, Anayaha. Anayaha, not conducted by any. He is the leader, but he doesn't have any leader. Leaderless leader. That's what it means. Both these names. Naya, Anaya. Put together what? Leader. One who has no leader. Leaderless leader. He leads everybody, but he is not led by anybody. The Supreme Self leads the ego to the ultimate reality. And when the ego is merged in the ultimate reality, there is nothing else to lead the ultimate reality. There is only ultimate reality. So that's what it means. Anayaha. Veeraha. Valiant. It creates fear in the hearts of the Rakshasas, the Asuras. Veera, the very name of Narayana, puts fear in the selfish fellow's mind. It's only the selfish fellows who are afraid of Narayana. Unselfish and selfless fellows will be happy. Narayana. So, Veeraha, valiant, Shakti Matam Shreshtaha, the best among those who have power. There are three powers: Jnana Shakti, Ichcha Shakti, Kriya Shakti. So, the best among those who have power. So he says, the self is the best among all kinds of powers, in as much as all powers are expressions of his great self. So, Kriya Shakti, Ichcha Shakti, Jnana Shakti comes from the fundamental Shakti called pure consciousness. From pure consciousness, all these things come. So, therefore, Shakti Matam Shreshta. Of all the powers, the highest. See, power means independence. You are truly powerful when you are independent. So those people who are power mongers, they are not powerful. Why? They are dependent on power. So even power becomes powerless in your hands, then you are truly powerful. When power becomes powerless in your hands, you are truly powerful. Shakti Matam Shreshta. Dharmaha. Dharma term has many meanings. One of the main meaning is the dharma of sugar is sweetness. The dharma of bitter gourd is bitterness. That the dharma of chili is its that spice. So, a thing will not be what it is without it. That is called dharma. So, we will not be what we are without Atma. So, therefore, dharma means Atma. Essential nature. Dharma also means the law. It has many meanings, you know. Law, essential nature, etc. But here, you should take the meaning, essential nature. Dharma with Uttamaha. One who is the highest among men of realization. Dharma with Uttamaha. The best of the knowers of Dharma. The best of the knowers of Dharma. Of the people who know Dharma is the best. Best of the knowers of them. Why? Because when we say the Shruti and Smriti are something that came from the words of self-realized souls, because only when the ego is dissolved in this, on the seat of meditation, the self reveals itself. And thereafter, whatever came through them, all these are the Vedas and Bhagavad Gita and all this. So, apaurusham, it's not coming from that particular personality, it's coming from the divinity. So, dharma vid uttamaha means all the smritis, that this dharma is declared in the smritis and shrutis, which are the expressions of his command. Therefore, it is called as Dharma with Uttamaha. So we'll conclude here. We have done 404 namas. 404. Om Purnamadha Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadhaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Om Ayinavacha Manasendriyeva Budyatmanava Sakrate Swabhavat Karomi Adhyad Sakalam Parasmai Narayana Eti Samarpayami. Hari Om.